Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com/Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey tonight. I'm Wappy. We're going to do phone calls for maybe an hour or two. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. It could definitely not longer than 4 hours or, you know, anything like that. And welcome to the show. It's Wappy's Wealth. Every January 15th, 2026. It's 8:19:19 post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. And if you're listening, you are listening live.
Sorry, you do not have enough credit for this call.
Boy, the phone better work.
Sorry, you do not have enough credit for this call.
Okay, it looks like I need to call a different area. That'd be pretty great if I, did the whole rigmarole, get everyone excited, and then there wasn't a show. Oh, you can't donate to me. Well, this works. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, is this the restaurant?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. I don't know what I'm doing tonight. Okay. You haven't had a call yet. Sounding phone.
Good evening, Schwab Thompson and Frisk. How may I help you?
Hi, Schwab. My name's Jacoby. Do you guys do like the fuel desk down there at all?
That I don't have the answer to. Would you like to leave a message for of the attorneys?
Well, would I be able to come down there and do my own fuel desk then? If you guys don't have one, I could just do it on my own.
Yeah, you would have to confirm with the attorney. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I get the desk here already. How much do I have to, like, put in on the pump?
I don't have the answer to that. I'm sorry.
Like a maximum amount I can get? I kind of just want to fill the desk up with fuel.
Yeah, I don't have the answer to that.
Oh, is there, like, a minimum amount I could put on the pump then? Oh, wait. Oh, I want this one. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Okay, plus me. Good. Closes soon. Hello?
Thank you for calling Dairy Queen. We unfortunately can't come to the phone right now. Leave a message after the beep. Thank you and have a great day.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
this happens. None of my windows are in the right place. Oh, welcome to the show. I need to do that. And welcome, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Come on. Hello?
Circle K, or Subway.
Hi, could I get like a 5 on like pump 5 when I come down there? Or like sandwich 5?
5 what?
Like $5. Like on it whenever I come down. Like for the sandwich.
You want the 5 meat?
Like $5, like the maximum I can get for $5, like on the sandwich. That's all I got in my pocket right now.
Okay.
I just need to fill her up.
Okay.
Like get the food fuel.
Oh, you're fine. We close at 9.
Do you have what's there for 5? Like the five. $8. Do I do $8?
I mean, you just have to take and come in and be able to see what there is.
I think
the prices are on everything.
I got like a gallon of gas, and you're a ways out. If I come down there, I can't even afford it. Then I'm gonna be out of like gasoline and stuff. Do you have the car?
This is Subway.
Yeah, it's Subway, but I drive car. I don't know if you, I drive a car. I just, you know, got like. If I'm out, can I, like, borrow some of yours? Welcome to the show. Pick up. Is this it? Hi.
Thank you for calling Bloom Fitness. I'm unavailable to take your call at the moment, but if you could leave a name and number and a detailed message, I will greatly get back to you as soon as I can. We have an email at boomfitness901@gmail.com, or please check us out on Facebook also. I do have my schedule posted on there as well as when I will be in the office. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
After you have finished, press the pound key for more options, or simply hang up.
I got my mittens. We just want to get. He's a fat cat. We just want to work him out a little bit. We've been trying to walk him, and he's just been like uncooperative about it. So I guess I'll bring him down. And I'll see what's going on. Thank you. My name's Jacoby. Where's the? How do I hang up the phone? Oh no! Oh, the bull moves in, doesn't answer. Hi, do we bring, like, the car down there?
Huh?
The car?
Which car?
Well, you got, we got a car now. We, like, you know, it's got a spoiler on it, basically. It's like a fast-looking one.
Okay.
Does that one, did I just put, like, regular in that one, or what?
Unless your vehicle says it takes diesel, you use regular unleaded gas.
It's kind of like, you hear that thing purr?
Yeah, but it'll tell you when you look at your instrument panel on the dashboard.
Yeah?
It'll tell you if it takes diesel. If it says unleaded only, that means regular gas.
We had to take that out so we could, like, start the car. So we're driving without any instruments here. We're touching the wires together to make it go.
What kind of car is it?
It's like, it's got a spoiler. It's like a square one. It's low to the ground, and it has.
Do you know the make or the model of the car?
Hell if I know. It's just, you know, it's the car.
Okay, most cars take regular unleaded.
Is it like leaded?
You'll know the difference if it takes. No.
I can hear the engine knocking. I think it, like, might need a little bit. We just touch the wires on. That's how we get everywhere.
Okay.
Do you want to see it? It's really cool. It's got, like, a stereo. It's got, like, a equalizer on it.
Calling to find out what kind of gas we have here, or what kind your vehicle takes?
Yeah, both of those, I guess.
We only have unleaded.
Okay.
And then we have diesel.
How do
you
do?
I'm pretty sure listening to that type of car, if you put diesel in it, you are going to have more problems with that engine.
I'm pressing on, like, the third one here. It's like that three on the bottom. It's going.
That's the horn.
Oh. Wait, I don't know. Because I know the one goes forward and the other one makes it go backwards. And then the third one does that one.
That's the horn.
There's a stick in here. I don't know what the hell that's all about.
It's a manual?
I don't have a manual. I just got the car.
No, if there's a stick and three pedals in the floor, that means it's a manual shifting vehicle.
Do you know how to do it then?
I do not. I have never hot-wired a car in my life.
I could get it going. I just, like... Then I can, like, I press on the one that goes backwards, and it does that one for a good bit, and then and I take the key out, and it stays put, like, usually. We had to, like, get, like, a block to stop it from rolling.
Saying your car only goes in reverse.
I don't know. Like, I've had to look back a lot more than usual. But we get the cinder blocks in the car, we just put those in front, and then, like, it makes it not go anywhere.
Okay. I guess I'm not understanding what it is we're asking about the vehicle. Because I don't know anything without knowing the make or the model.
Is it, like, compatible with your gas, I guess?
As long as it uses regular unleaded.
I think Let me check the glove box. Yeah, there's no manual in there either. I just... That makes me feel a little better. Thank you. I'll bring the car in. We'll just see what the hell's going on with this.
Okay.
Can you help me put the cinder blocks in front of it, though? That way it doesn't roll off.
You're bringing it to the gas station to put cinder blocks in front of it?
Yeah, that way it doesn't roll off.
Right.
Yeah. The first few times I stopped it, I got out and then it just rolled off. So I figured I'd get
the cinder blocks. How long is it going to take you to get here?
I'm coming from Pennsylvania, so it's going to probably be about a day or so. My mom is like, live here.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd be here in a day. I got the cinder blocks and everything. We'll just put those in front of the car. That way it doesn't roll off. And then we figure out how to get the gas in it.
I was going to say, it depends on the time you get here on who's working.
Okay. What's your name? Do you have like a pseudonym or like a nickname?
I go by Ari.
Ari. You can call me Jake Obi.
Okay.
Thank you. I come down with the car. We'll figure out what the hell's going on with this thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Bye. Oh, I love you. Bye. I love you. I meant that one. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
You're okay.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Ari. I don't know how to hang it up.
I got it. It's okay.
It's the one in the car.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye. Welcome to the show. Are you guys compatible with my car down there? At Joyce's?
Are we compatible with your car?
Yeah. My car is a little different.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, you know how usually when the people get out the car and it like stays put?
Uh-huh.
I have to use blocks for that.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys are compatible with that or not. Because I need someone to hold it in the back so it doesn't roll. And then we just put the blocks. We just put the blocks behind the circles. I just don't know if it's, like, compatible. They got a rope tied to it that, like, someone there can hold, maybe you. That way it stays put.
No, I can definitely ask. Can I put you on hold for just a sec?
That's all right.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Joyce?
What's that?
Is this Joyce?
This is Corey Rice.
Corey Rice. Hi, my name is Jacoby Feathers. I'm not sure if you guys are compatible with my car or not. It's different. It's way different than like a regular one that I've seen.
Okay. I guess you called a restaurant, so we're not a mechanic shop.
No, I don't care about the mechanic part. I want to come down there and I want to like, you know, get food and drink and stuff.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I can try to walk you through a little bit. I know a little bit of mechanic stuff, but that's fine. Come on down.
All right. But I have to put like 4 blocks in front of it, like cinder blocks. That way it doesn't roll off. But like the last few times I've done it, it starts to roll off and then I get to like run up to it and it's, you know, it gets kind of dangerous.
Well, yeah, especially with the wind.
Yeah, I have a rope here. If you could just hold that whenever I come down there, and then I can put the blocks where they have to go, and then everything will be safe and good to go.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'll help you with that.
All right. Do you have a place where I could tie the rope by chance? If I could just tie the rope there, that'd make it a bit easier.
Tie the rope there. I think, honestly, let's see here real quick. I think there's a light pole out here that you can tie it to.
I could tie it to the light pole?
Yeah. There is a light pole in front of the show hall.
Okay. This one,
you could tie it to that.
I have to touch the wires to make it start, and then I don't know how, like, to turn it off, like, half the time. Like, half the time it just, like, runs out, and then I'm able to, like, get a little extra gas. I just, like, borrow a little extra for the people, and then I just use that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We'll be here.
All right. Do you know how to do a key for this by chance?
I do a what?
Like a key. Oh, wait, I don't have
a
to
key.
Touch. Yeah. I have to touch the wires to make it start.
No, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to hotwire a vehicle. No.
No. I just touch the two. Like, you ever see the movie where they touch the two wires together and the car revs up?
Yeah. But I got orders on, so I'll have to go.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll see if you come in here, and there's a light pole out front. So.
Yeah, I'll just tie it to that, and then I'll put the blocks in front. And we're all good to go.
All right, bye.
Thank you. I love you. Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy, I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. It's 8:42 and 40 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, January 15th, 2026. Live exclusively on RogueServer.com, potentially never on JuniorRat.com. JuniorRat.com, you can find 2 shows from September. Oh, that place is closed. People here are very nice. Yeah, it sucks, but you know, whenever, like, sometimes it just doesn't work.
Just so to decorate them.
Hi, did you like the taco style sandwich? Hello?
Hello?
Do you do the taco-style sandwich down there?
Hello?
Hello?
Who?
Me. I'm Jacoby. Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
I can hear you very well. Do you want a pickup over there?
I could,
Hello? Is it better?
Hello? I can hear you.
Hi.
I can hear you a little better.
Do you do taco-style sandwich?
Asada fries?
Yeah.
Can you make me the favor to call me again so I can hear you better? I don't hear you right now.
Taco sandwich?
Oh, tacos with asada tacos?
Ah.
How many?
88.
Eight?
58.
Six or eight?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
I like a bit. I don't know. That's a blah, 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 blah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Hi.
Hi. So he wants the tacos of carne asada, he said?
Yeah.
Okay, eight?
How do I do it? Like,
eight?
Yeah, they have to cut. I know what you got to be at. Hi.
Okay, we'll be ready in 15 minutes.
Oh, please, I just want to figure out if I could get eight.
If eight is an acceptable number. That way, whenever I come down, I order it. Uh-oh. 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 Eight tacos are en route. I could call back. Yeah. Oh, cracking open a cold one. Hi, I'm the guy you just called. I can get eight down there, right? Like the eight tacos?
Excuse me?
I can get the eight tacos. That way, whenever
eight tacos?
Yeah, that way when I come down tomorrow, I just order that. Because I'm coming down there with my sister tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I don't want them right now.
It's open right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay.
I love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I think the eight tacos were saved. Oh, no phone number? Uh-oh. This energy drink is really good.
Leader Bar.
Hi, are you the leader?
Yes, we are.
I'm the leader. I just,
You're the leader?
Yeah. I don't know.
Can I get anything for you?
I don't know how to do it. I'm just new to this. Did I just come down there?
Okay, hang on. Let me go in the back so I can hear you better.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, what'd you say?
How do I do it when I come? Do I just come down there and do it?
Do what?
Like, the leader.
Coming in to eat? Is that what you're talking about?
I think that makes the most sense, yeah.
Okay, we are 21 and older, just so you know.
I'll be that one tomorrow. I have the card, I have the paper for it. I have a learner's permit.
Okay.
Is that good?
For an ID?
Yeah.
As long as it's legit and you're 21.
It's like printed on a paper, though.
Oh, no, it has to be an actual ID.
I got the certificate.
It has to be the card.
I have the social.
It has to be scannable.
I have the social card. It's got the numbers all over it and my signature.
Okay, well, you can bring it in here. We can look at it, but I'm super busy right now, so.
Thank you, the leader. I love you.
Okay.
Bye. I should have said dog license. Oh, live drinking sounds. Ah, refreshing. Only on the Whoppy. Whoppy Wilt. What a word. 8:49 and 34 seconds post-meridian, Eastern Standard Time, January 1st, plus 14, 2026. Oh, doing the mumble, doing the mumble.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, I'm Jacoby. I found one of your holes. I guess I'll just leave it there. Don't call me. Please don't call me. This isn't my phone. I'm borrowing it from some guy. Thank you. Daycare? Oh, that's weird. What else here in this town? There's a lot of little things. Hello? I can't hear you. I'm Hello? Sorry.
Hello, can you hear me?
I think I can hear you now. I've turned you up a lot on my end.
Hello, yes. Can you hear me now? Yep.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, are you guys, how do we do, like, a battery?
Sorry?
Like, to hook up my battery to the room? Just in case the power, like, if the power goes out, that way I'm still connected.
I'm not sure, like, what you're saying.
I got, like, a bunch of these big batteries, like car batteries, and, like, I got all these vape batteries. I, like, chain them together, and they can run a house for, like a couple days.
So you are selling the batteries?
Oh, I'm not selling anything. It's just whenever I come here to stay. Like, how do I, like, hook up my power system to the hotel?
Oh, I'm not sure about it for the car battery. Yeah. So you are in the parking lot. You want to park a battery charge or something like that?
I guess I could. Like, my whole battery system, it fits in, like, you know, like a tractor trailer.
Uh-huh.
It fits in one of those. I've also got, like, a 500-kilowatt generator I get on GovDeals, but it's way too loud. It's way too loud for, like, operating, like, usually.
Yeah, so I'm not sure about, but we only do, like, provide the electricity on the parking lot.
Yeah.
So in which you can charge your, but I'm not sure, like, how much kilowatt hours you can charge or big batteries.
Oh, yeah. Just, like, to hook my room up, just in case the power goes out down there. That way I can still, like, you know, I can cook. I can keep the refrigerator running. I can, like, dry my clothes and wash them and stuff.
So you said, like, you will bring the batteries to the room, or?
I can run an extension cord from the generator to the room, if that's more accessible.
No, I don't think so.
I just stick it out the window.
No.
No?
No, that's not possible, actually. Sorry about it.
Can we tap into the breaker box, then?
No, we don't allow, like, that stuff, I think.
Hmm.
Sorry about it.
I know how to wire it. I could put a breaker in. That's no issue. I know how to do it. I could get like a 40 amp. Get the proper gauge wire for that.
No, I don't think so. Like, you will be able to do it here. I think we don't allow like that thing.
Do you have a crawl space? I could run the wire through the crawl space up to my room, and I can cut a hole in the wall, and that way I can run the wire through it for the outlet.
No, sorry, we don't allow that stuff, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what's the maximum like fine for that then? If I'm gonna do that.
Sorry.
What's the maximum fine if I'm gonna do that? Like, I can pay for it. I just don't want my food to spoil in the night. Is it like the same as the smoking fee?
So you said like your refrigerator is not working?
No, I have all my refrigerator. I have it all locked in my own fridge. That way nobody can poison it. I gotta keep this thing cool like 24/7, or else the food inside will spoil and it'll rot. And then if I eat it, I'll get poisoned and I'll die. If it rots.
What's your room number?
I'm not staying there right now.
Huh? Sorry?
I can't tell you. You're probably a good guy, but I just don't want you like to sneak in and like poison my food.
I don't understand what you're saying. Like, you are staying in the hotel currently?
I just don't want you poisoning my food whenever I'm like, whenever I look away. I get it all locked up. You don't even know what room I'm in, and that's good. I don't want you to know what room I'm in. I just want to run my own power to the fridge. That way, whenever the power goes out, my food doesn't rot. And that way, I can eat it and be safe, and I can cook it. I can cook it all day long. I can cook it. I can drink the milk. I can drink the milk because I know it's safe. I know it's good. I know it's not poisoned.
No, actually, we don't allow that. That's why I'm saying, like, because it's out of, like, we don't break, like, rules like that stuff.
Don't break the rules?
So, yeah.
Follow the law?
Yep.
Oh, my God. How am I gonna... Can I just install a camera then?
We can talk about this as well, yeah.
I just put the fridge in the car then. I could get the power. I could get the generator going, and that way it's safe. But I could also just run the extension cord to the car. But if the power, and then I could hook up to the power.
I don't know. Like, you can come to the front desk so we can talk better. You know this stuff. I think.
Are you gonna poison
because,
me?
Because I don't know. Like this, we don't allow this because we need to talk to the like owners. You know.
Are you gonna poison
because
me?
It's yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You're gonna poison me, huh?
Sorry?
You're gonna poison me.
I'm not poisoning you.
You just said you're gonna poison me. I don't want to come down now. Thank you. Thank you. I'm all good. I'm all good here. Yep. I'm all good. Thank you.
Sorry, yeah.
That's okay. That's fine. I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. Get it.
Hello?
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 Hi. I'm not doing anything. I'm just, you know. Oh. Is there like a fee for leaving early or something? I don't. This is all bugs.
Yeah, we can make you refund all your stays. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sorry. I just don't trust. I don't trust. I'm sorry.
Sorry?
I don't trust. I can go. I get the message loud and clear. I can go.
Can you can
can you give me your like room number? We can refund your stay. That's fine.
No, that's I'll just go. I don't care anymore. I'll just go. And when you see the empty room, you just see it, and then you'll know I'm gone, and then I'll be out.
Yeah, because if there is anything emergency, we need to call 911. You know, like if you are emergency.
I'm safe. I'm definitely. I'm safe. I just wanna go.
Okay. That's because all. If you are like in trouble or anything,
oh,
I can
no,
call
no,
the 911.
I'm not in trouble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine then. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about it. Yeah,
that's
we don't.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Do you have a screwdriver?
Sorry? Yeah, we do have a screwdriver.
All right. I lost the key to my car. I'm going to have to, I have to fiddle around with the wires.
I can give you the screwdriver, you want. Yeah. Come to the front desk, yeah.
Yeah. I think I could either just, jam it into the ignition and, do it that way, or I have to touch the wires together. Yeah, the key just kind of, broke off in.
I can give you the screwdriver. You can come to the front desk. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. I'll try to get down.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you. Welcome to the show.
The show.
Welcome, you bastard fuck.
You motherfuck gay.
Ooh.
You bastard gay.
Did I call this one? Maybe, potentially. Welcome to the show. It's 9:01 and 37 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. It's January 1st, plus 14, 2026.
Who's making the next call?
I have no clue.
Can I ask these people a couple of questions?
Do it.
Cartellan and Sweets and Stanley.
Hi, Stanley. How are you?
Oh.
I'm in the room right
good,
now.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Okay, my phone's fucking up. Fucking Verizon. Anyways, right now, there was an issue with one of the outlets in my room, so I kind of checked it out, and it's not on.
Okay, there's nothing I can do about it tonight because we don't have a maintenance guy. It would be having to be something that deals with in the morning. What's your room number, and is it like a main light, a bathroom light?
No, the outlet on the where the TV is, all the outlets are shut off.
I don't, on the TV?
Where the TV is, all the outlets is shut off. Okay. On the wall where the TV is, the outlets are shut off.
How can they?
No power. There's no power in the wall.
Okay.
The TV won't turn on.
Well, there's power in the wall because we have lights, and it could be something to do with the weather.
What's happening?
I cannot do anything about it tonight. I don't have a maintenance guy.
What kind of weather action is going on over there? I'm sorry,
to
look outside.
It's weather. It's North Dakota. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Arizona.
Okay, so you don't understand. We get really crazy weather, and it affects something sometimes.
It affects
the machine
or what? It is
really windy, and the roads are really icy. We're under a weather advisory.
Ooh, advisory. Okay. I have a couple of questions. Am I allowed to smoke in the room? I don't want to fuck up.
No, you are not.
If
you smoke in the room, you will be charged. It is a non-smoking hotel. You will need to go outside.
How about those marijuana vapes?
You will be charged It is a non-smoking hotel. That means nothing, no matter what kind of substance you were planning on using, is allowed in the hotel room. You will need to go outside.
Wrapping plastic. Wait, I can't. All right. My bad.
Oh, that gave me an idea.
She said,
it's a non-smoking room.
She fucking said, well, we get very... what was she said about the winds?
It's the weather.
It's North Dakota.
No, seriously. But what the fuck? Our South Dakota's way calmer.
Yeah, but they say credit or whatever, so I can't talk to South Dakota. You mentioned something, now I want to talk to them.
Thank you for calling Mainstay Suites, Stanley. For new reservations, please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Hi, Stanley. I have an issue with the TV, the outlets.
What's your room number?
Whenever I'm plugging it into the TV, it's like it doesn't have any power to it.
But what's your room number?
I already said it. What do I do? What do I do now? Because
what's up?
Hi.
What's your problem?
Whenever I like plug it into the TV and it just like it doesn't work. I got the
so you
got
can put
the razor and
what's
the
your room number?
Some did you get it?
I will be there in 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Alright, it just doesn't work when I plug it into the TV, the hair dryer.
You can put down the HDMI 2.
The HDMI 2?
Yeah.
Okay. And that way, I could plug the hair dryer into it, and I could dry my hair.
Yeah. Okay. No worries.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
I love you.
Hello.
Can I like? I have my generator here. Am I allowed to start that?
No worries. You can call me after 5-10 minutes. That should be fine.
Right, it's just gonna fill the room with like a lot of like. It's a gas generator. See, it's gummed up pretty good here.
Where are you at?
My room.
What's your room number? I cannot hear you, so...
Oh, sorry. My room number...
Still, same. Your voice is breaking down.
I'm sorry. I did... It's like an... did you get it?
No, so it's the same problem.
That's weird. This phone sucks.
If you don't mind, you come to the front desk.
Oh, okay. I could try to like show you my hair dryer and everything too.
Okay, no worries.
And can I wheel my generator down there so you can take a look at it? I think like it's gummed up on the inside. They didn't winterize it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, if you don't mind, you can come to the front desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Stanley.
Yep, thank you.
Bye. I love you.
Boy, I am a Spaniard.
Do you want to talk to anything in particular?
North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Is that buzz intentional?
It was supposed to say...
Boy, I am a Spaniard.
I don't know how to pipe audio into my mic yet, but I will learn.
It's got a nice... Yeah, one of those.
It's supposed to say, oi, I am a Spaniard. But if they ask for a room, I'll play that.
Are you the state of Alaska or are you someone else?
I'm a big, strong American.
All right.
Oh, Ace Hardware? Ace Hardware? Oh, they're closed. Tractor Supply? Closed.
Yes, Tractor Supply.
Circle K. Open. That buzz. That's incredible.
Thank you for calling
Circle
K and Stanley. How may I help you?
I'm a Spaniard.
Hello.
Oh, I am a Spaniard.
Oh, they hung up. I'll call back.
That went over well.
That buzz is intense.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No, I won't do that again.
Thank you for calling Circle K and Stanley. This is Kayla. How may I help you?
Katrina.
No, Kayla.
Yes. Hey, do you happen to have Four Loko?
What is it called?
Four Loko.
Boy, I am a Spaniard.
I've never heard of it. Is it a drink? Is it tobacco?
It's a drink. It's what all the pros use. I was down there earlier with a guy. You may have not have noticed me because I was in the trunk. And I'm trying to figure out where I am. And he said he was going into the Circle K to get a couple Four Loko. And I'm in the trunk trying to call as many as find on the Googler to figure out where this guy was. He was in a Honda.
Honda.
Yeah.
Because I am looking and I am not seeing anything. That's
Honda?
Called that?
Well, we're trying to get the car started now, and I think it has something to do that whenever we were there, and now it just won't work. I mean, the whole crew was with us. I mean, it was a whole car full of people. I mean, Rosin was there, and the guy who couldn't start the car was there, and Carthor was there, and Catalyst was there. Everybody was there.
Hey, man, are you gonna turn it on or what? We gotta go. We got shit to do.
We do, and we need the Four Loko now. See, the battery's getting deader and deader, and we need a charge.
Yeah!
Oh my God!
And do you
have jumper
cables? You don't know exactly where you're at?
No, we just know that we were at the Circle K.
Yeah.
And now this creepy sound's playing, and I think it's coming from under the hood. And it's...
Yeah, it literally sounds like it's either your
dog?
Battery or it could be your alternator.
Do you have peanut butter? Because I heard of different things with peanut butter.
We do carry peanut butter, yes.
That's a frightening sound. Do you hear it?
Yeah, it sounds
Are they talking to you?
Your batteries?
Are they talking to you right now? Because they're talking to me and they're saying to get out.
There's no one
they're
talking to me.
Telling
me.
Oh, they're telling me.
Scare tactics.
They're telling me. They're telling me. Oh, no. Not again. Oh.
Do you want me to call the cops?
No,
to come find you?
That's against the law. No. 8 8.
Hey, man, I got the four locos. You want
it's some? My safe word. Can you say it with me? 8. Just before you hang up. 8 8. It'll help me calm down. 8 8. Say it. Or it's weird. Say it. 8 8.
Somebody.
Hello?
I think she's given up on us.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello, ma'am. I'm the AT&T operator.
Oh.
Scare tactics.
Oh, God. The audio won't work.
Boy, I am a Spaniard.
Oh.
Hello, ma'am.
There's no hang-up button, ma'am.
Hello, ma'am. Hello, ma'am.
Lady, are you still on the phone? Are you still on the phone, lady?
Hello, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Hello, ma'am.
Hey.
We're going to jail. Thank you.
That's what happens when you call without a presence or a premise.
Go straight to jail.
Oh, Jesus.
You gotta speak to like you gotta speak to a trusted adult about that one.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Wappy. Is currently 9:16 and 22 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. January 15th, 2026. 15 is 1 plus 14. We're all going to jail. Again.
Oh no.
Are you going next?
Oh, me.
Whoopi going.
Hello?
Thank you for calling Cashwise in Stanley. Our location is open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. Please listen to the following options to speak to one of our remarkable team members.
Ooh.
Press 1 for the deli, press 2 for meat, press 3 for the bakery, press 4 for produce, press 6 for liquor, press 0 for guest services and all other departments.
Please wait while I transfer your call.
Goodness.
Hello, thank you for calling Stanley Cashwise. This is Julie speaking. How can I help you?
Are you are you Julie Meat?
What?
Julie Meat?
Oh, Meat Julie?
Yeah.
No, I am not. However, I can get her for you if you'd like to talk to her.
Like Meat Julie.
Okay, all right. I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
Okay. I'm just new here.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Let us customize something for your special occasion. Visit our bakery today. We're more than just a great deal. At Cashwise, we buy by the truckload, so you can save by the cartload. Look for terrific savings on truckload buy items throughout the store, as well as weekly specials and more.
Shop, save, smile at Cashwise.
What kind of place is this?
Some sort of place.
You can find great values every day in our full-service meat department. You won't want to miss our full assortment of
PS5 in stock.
Our entire
I just want to go with meat.
And we feature Four Brothers USDA certified Hereford beef. Delicious, no matter how you serve it.
I love discounted meat, man.
We look forward to serving you again soon.
Hey, Carthor, how do you feel about discounted meat?
This is Julie.
Julie?
Hello?
Hi. Meet Julie?
Can I help you?
Hi.
Hello? Can I help you?
I'm Sirloin. I'm new to the area and everything.
Okay.
I just don't know how to do it.
To do what? I'm sorry?
Like meet Julie?
Did you want to order something?
Like meet. Like to meet. Like meet Julie?
Are you still there?
Hi.
Yeah. Okay.
What
did you want to order?
I just wanted to come down like to meet.
Well, a store is open until 10, and you can look at the meat that's out anytime.
Okay. Now, do I have to do it? Yeah.
What kind of meat did you want?
To meet people at the store down there. Like to meet. I'm sorry. I'm new.
The store's open. If you want to come in and shop, the store's open till 10, or the cashier can help you with an online order or something like that.
Okay.
If you want.
So I could like meet then?
You can come into the store and shop, and we have a whole meat section, yes.
Okay. What is in the store?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What by way of have you do the meat?
I'm sorry, I don't understand your question. I mean,
what by way of have you do the meat? For it?
I'm sorry, I don't understand your question.
You
can come into the store and shop, and you can see all the different types of meat you have. And during the day, the managers are available to ask questions to. I'm just stalking, so I'm not sure to ask how to answer your question.
A meat manager, then?
Yeah, there's a manager, assistant manager during the day.
How do I, meet them?
You can come into the store, and then they'll be available in the meat department.
Okay. Are we able to, organize it down there?
I'm sorry, what was that?
To organize? We want to have, a meet-up.
So, I'm sorry, are you with another store, or what is your name?
My name's Jake Obi. My friends call me Sirloin.
Okay, well, the store is open until 10 if you want to come in today. Otherwise, you can try back another day, okay? Thanks
for
calling.
Can we all come down here?
Yeah, same call. Please turn this off, too.
She needs to be spoken about her manners.
Oh, my goodness. Should I call back the place that said they were going to call police? I don't think so. Weed officer? Oh, they're closed.
Let her know we found the Four Loko.
Oh, what?
I
what
want Zima.
That was the Circle K. Yeah, I just saw her found it.
You gotta tell them about the Spears.
The Spears?
Brittany?
No, the big spear in the room. You know what I'm saying?
Brittany?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, I'll talk to the Circle K.
We found the Four Loko.
Tell them the Four Loko was in the safety hole.
The back pocket.
Hi.
Thank you for calling Circle K in Stanley. This is Kayla. How may I help you?
Hi, Kaylee. I'm with the guys. We found the Four Loko. We're all good and everything's fine.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
No way.
We've successfully avoided a lengthy prison sentence.
Nice.
Wait. It is my show, but it also feels rude to go three in a row, but I really want to ask a Family Dollar how to avoid lengthy
prison sentence. What's a Family Dollar? What's wrong with the Family Dollar?
I'll just have to avoid lengthy prison sentence.
Our offices are now. If you know your party's extension, press 1. To use our automated name directory, please press 2.
Ooh, automated name
directory. This key is not valid. Please try again. Welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Guys, say it like Adam Sandler says it. Bullshit.
Bullshit. Laundromat and tanning. I want to talk to
Laundromat.
You. Oh, and welcome to the show. Hello?
Hi, you reached Stanley Laundromat and Tanning. We are currently unavailable to answer your phone call right now, but if you will leave a name, number, and a brief message, we will call you back as soon as possible. Thank you and God bless.
I put my dishes, I had like plates and forks and stuff in there, and they're all broken now. I just don't know what to do. You can't call me back on this phone number. It's like I borrowed the phone. So I don't know. I guess put like sign up or something. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Are you gonna go again?
Oh no. Yeah, three in a row is too many.
It's Cathor's turn.
Cathor, do a prank call. If not, I'll do one for you.
No, not tonight. I can't do words.
It's all good. It's all good. It's always acceptable.
Thank you for being the Swede.
No problem.
The historic Hague Hotel.
The hotel? Who's going? Okay. Hotel.
If they pick up. Oh my god, I don't want to say it, but it ends with 3 6s. I don't think they're going to pick up. Why is it so silent? Welcome to the show. This is the part of the show where it gets very silent and very serious. If you're listening, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm Wuppy, your rogue server file jockey. It's 9:28 and 52 seconds, post-meridiem, January 15th, 2026. Oh my god, we're getting a call. Hello?
The hotel in Powers Lake. Did I miss your call?
Oh, I think so. I forget why I was calling. Which one are you?
The historic Huga Hotel on Main Street in Powers Lake, North Dakota.
Yeah. I pressed the buttons. So I'm just not sure, like, how that all happened.
Oh, okay, got you. So you weren't trying to book. I was just checking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just checked the food, the country. You know?
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Just checking to make sure you didn't need a room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's the fun thing about having this is people can call. Ooh, a pub. Who wants to talk to a pub? Is it still Rosin?
Yeah, what's a pub? A pub?
A pub.
Pub? What's that?
I think you should call and find out. That's the best way of learning.
All right.
Oh, Catalyst, you should do a call tonight, too.
Locals.
So I see on the Google machines, what is your establishment exactly? Is this a pub's? What is this? Is this a bar?
It's a bar. Yes.
Oh, do you guys have Michelob Ultra?
Yes.
Oh, where you, okay, so what's the age? You guys have like do you guys have the Touch Tunes bar? Where I can listen to music?
Yeah,
or
we do.
Or you have a jukebox? What's
we
it called?
We have Touch Tunes.
Okay, that's cool. Oh, that's very nice, sweetie. That's very nice. Put a man on the phone. I gotta make a complaint.
Hello.
Hey, Gary.
Hello.
How you doing today? Hi, Gary.
Hi.
How you doing? Doing great. So I have a couple of concerns. I went into the establishment earlier, and I went into the restroom, and it seems that there seems to be holes in the restroom. Can you explain the holes?
No, I don't know.
You gotta go check it out, man. You gotta go check out the holes. It's like you can see through them. I think I seen a couple of guys in there doing nasty stuff earlier, so I just wanted to tell you about that.
All right, I think you're talking to the wrong bar, bud. We only been open a couple hours.
No, I was there a couple hours ago, when you guys first opened. Like fucking.
Wait, does he mean they've only been open total for a couple of hours? Like they
what time do they open?
No, like they just went into business.
Oh,
I need to put that phone number down on the list, that way we don't call it again. welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm Wappy. I'm your rogue server file jockey.
Is it working?
I still hear a pretty nasty buzz. I can pipe the audio right back in, and you can hear it. I just had to press this. Whenever I press this one, it pumps the mumble back into the mumble.
Can I ride my e-bike? Oh, I can hear myself.
Yeah. So you can all hear yourself in the mumble.
Uh-huh.
Troubleshooting live.
Troubleshooting
live. Don Dan Schneider.
I'll turn the echo off.
Scare tactics.
Scare tactics. Oh, I'm taxidermy. Oh, taxidermy doesn't answer.
Dan Schneider?
Dan Schneider?
You gotta ask if Dan Schneider's there.
Would they put the lotion on the skin?
Oh, I don't know. I want to talk to a taxidermy now. Oh my, I really want to talk to a taxidermy.
Can you do my pet squirrel?
Can you do my arm?
Try Alaska. Alaska might have taxidermies open.
Oh, it's very true. Oh yeah, there's Yeah, there we go. Alaskan.
I don't know if we could trust a 24-hour taxidermy, but it's worth a shot.
My Abel just died not too long ago. Can I just taxidermy it? It's crazy.
I know exactly what I'm going to say. Come on. Pick up.
24 hours in my
ass. Oh, okay.
Hi, you've reached Mark with Sunset Mountain Taxidermy. If you'd like to schedule a drop-off, please call 907-712-4551.
Whoa. It's publicly available in Google. If you look for it, you'll see it. Oh, and welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Just put a big no on that. I really want taxidermy.
Taxidermy. Oh God. Is who is here?
No.
Thank you for calling Alaska Game Bird Taxidermy. Please leave us a message with your.
Oh. Wait, this place is called North Pole. North Pole, Alaska.
North Pole, Alaska. Do they have the Santa Claus there?
They got the Air Force Base.
Oh, yeah. Call that. That'll be fun.
Oh, Tiff's here.
Oh, okay. This taxidermy closes soon.
19.
I really want to
extra
talk to you.
Extra for testicles?
What is testicles? Can you do testicle, please?
They're called nudicles.
Hello, is this the taxidermist?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name's Jacoby. I had a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Like, regarding taxidermy, like, what all do you do? I have a bit of an interesting one.
Mostly wildlife, just birds, mammals. I mean, I don't do any reptiles or pets or anything like that.
Oh, I had, like, a medical thing. And now the leg's off, and I just have a leg. That can I? Would you be able to taxidermy that?
Like a human leg?
Yeah, my leg.
I don't even know if it's possible to do that.
They have to take the entire leg off.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I don't even know how to go about doing that, so I wouldn't be able to even help you. I don't even know if it's even possible or if it's even been done before.
Huh.
So, I wouldn't really be able to help you out with that.
I'm trying not to be, it's like my third leg.
I can't do any, like, human parts or anything like that. Like, that's just out of my wheelhouse. I'm not really comfortable with anything like that.
Do you know anyone who might be interested in an experimental procedure like this?
Not that I know personally. Most all the guys that I know are, we just do like bears and moose and stuff like that. As far as human goes, I don't know if anyone here would even consider that, unfortunately.
Does anyone do like pig?
Well, the problem is you have to tan it, and no tannery is going to accept a human like body part. There's like a whole lot of like USDA stuff that gets involved with that.
Oh,
there's more to it than just like, you know, putting the skin on a mannequin like that. That all has to be tanned and preserved. And I don't think any tannery is going to accept human skin. That's just asking for a lot of problems down the line that I personally don't know if anyone would be able to help you with. It's kind of like a moral thing with that as well. So
I can come down there. You'll see the legs off. You'll see that it's my leg. You'll see that, like, whenever you like put them up together, they match. It is my leg. So
no, I understand that, and I'm not saying that that's not the case, but I wouldn't be able to help you out with that personally.
Money's not an issue for me. I could just, you know.
No, I understand, but there's no way for me to even do that because it has to be tanned.
Yeah.
And I don't do any of my own tanning. I have it outsourced. So I don't know of any tannery that would do human skin. So I don't know. Like, there, you would have to find someone in the lower 48, unfortunately.
Oh,
like, it's just,
shoot.
Like, around here, I honestly don't have a good answer. I don't know. You can call a couple other different shops.
Yeah.
Someone might have an answer for you, but I couldn't help you.
Yeah. What happened when I was just standing there and then whoosh, the leg went off and then I got to keep it.
Well, I'm sorry that happened. It's unfortunate. I wouldn't be able to help you. I wouldn't even know how to go about that.
Have
and,
you tried it before?
No, I personally don't want to skin like a human like part. It's just not really something I'm sure there's a medical facility that would be able to help you out potentially. But as far as that goes, like I'm not interested. I wouldn't be able to help you.
Well, you came highly recommended.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, I do wildlife only. I don't do anything with people. That's a whole different other realm of things that I can't really help you with. Like, I can only do so much. That is something that I can't even begin to do.
I like this is a, like tattoo of a moose. Does that help?
No, it doesn't. And I'm gonna end the phone call. So
okay.
I appreciate
well,
you calling,
you.
But I won't be able to help you
thank
out.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep.
I'll just keep it on
yep,
ice.
No problem.
I'll keep it on ice.
All right. Now. Sounds good.
Thank you. I love
all
you.
Right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Yep.
Welcome to the show. I'm Whoppy. I'm your rogue server file jockey. Well, I could call it Canadian taxidermists. And that way, like, I definitely won't go to jail. Oh, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. That's Whoppy with an H. Does anyone want to talk to a taxidermist?
Yeah, I'll try a taxidermist.
Let's see if we can get a taxidermist.
Oh, wait. Tiff is here.
Tiff.
Maybe she wants to talk to one.
Tiff, do you want to talk to a taxidermist?
Oh, please. Please let me just soak it all in first.
Okay.
Please.
Just catalyst. Or maybe even... Oh, you can come down to the live room.
Moldy.
Move him.
Hello?
Hi, this is Ted.
Hi, Ted.
I'm not here, so just leave a message. Thanks.
Motherfucker.
Please leave your...
Oh, they got me. They got me good.
Heckin' Ted.
Classic Ted maneuver. I don't think anyone's ever caught taxidermists before.
I kind of want to stuff my cat.
That's a conversation starter.
Oh, Kilbasa, do you want to talk to a taxidermist?
Yeah. I want to find out about the lotion.
Oh, you got that buzz going on again.
Shit.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, they didn't like what they heard.
Ah, shit. Why is it happening?
Are you getting too close to, like, a speaker or something?
No.
Oh, do you have a microwave on?
No.
Okay, but...
I'm dropping packets or something. I'm gonna go trust the wizard.
It's like a... It's like... Oh, yeah. do it again. I have you piped through. I have the mumble piped into the mumble. So you can hear the echo.
Do it.
You'll be able to hear the echo via the wire. Oh, I belched. Only on the Whoopi show.
Is it? Oh, I hear that.
Yeah.
Good noon, tight Whoopi.
Feedback. Awful feedback.
Did Tiff said something about stuffing her cat?
Yeah, I really want to do that to my cat, I think. She's going to die soon.
We're talking about an animal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to talk to this taxidermist that they pick up.
Yeah, I guess I'm ready.
Okay.
I have real questions.
I want my meow meow stuffed.
It's a real question at this point.
I'm not sure who would be too far to go. I want him stuffed and played.
Hi there. This is Ken Schultz at Wildlife Taxidermy. No one is able to come to the phone right now.
Boo!
Fucking Ken.
Goddamn taxidermist. Why don't they pick up?
You gotta save that call, Whoopi. That was a really good call.
It's
all recorded.
It's all recorded.
You gotta save that. Put it on your website.
Yeah, it's recorded and we won't hear it.
Save to write-only memory.
Oh, okay, they didn't. They did the opposite of pick up. And these taxidermists are real fickle. Oh, and welcome to the show.
9:46 Eastern.
In 37 seconds.
Post-meridian.
Eastern.
Trying to stuff my cat live.
If you're in Sweden, it's 3:46 and 55 seconds.
Damn.
Anti-meridian.
My little late night boy.
Call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not.
Okay, this taxidermist is called Boom Taxidermist. They're probably not going to pick up either. If I use negative thinking, nobody will pick up.
What part of Canada is this?
British Columbia.
Or is it? Oh. You should start the call by saying, "Good day, mate."
Forward it to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not a.
Okay, I don't think we're going to have luck. Canada. Let's go further. Further. Let's go further.
Further. When did you get one to pick up for you, Whoopi?
Oh, Alaska.
Nice.
Okay, I'm in Hawaii right now. There's surprisingly no taxidermists in Hawaii. Oh, there is. There's a taxidermist. Do you want to speak to a Hawaiian taxidermist?
Aloha. The bastard lit up. Do you want it? Go ahead.
808. Oh,
Oh. He's just flipping his shit on and off.
Come on, 808.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
We're going to have to give up on taxidermists in a couple calls. Who the fuck is this? Is this one of the no numbers? Oh my god. Yeah, it is. We'll just go back up to Alaska, I guess. But he mentioned the lower 48. It's like Yukon.
Yeah, but they're closed.
Oh, and welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. We'll just call Alaska again. Oh, instant hang up. Cool. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm gonna try like two or three more.
Matt at Matt Butters Taxidermy. Go ahead and leave a message. I do check my message.
Oh, you check it.
It's a
knowledgeable and skilled.
Very individualist profession, right? Like, these aren't companies. These are like dudes with a workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hobbyists.
Well, they mentioned tanneries, too. Tanneries if taxidermy doesn't work.
Cat blanket.
Tall tales.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm hungry. What do you got for dinner for me?
You're hungry? Oh man, I just finished having some pizza. Frankly, it was underdone and disappointing, but when I put it back in my oven tomorrow, it should be better.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. I have a little bit of an unusual question. It probably isn't that unusual for you. Listen up. So my cat Maggie, I've had her for 17 years. Right now she's going through kidney failure and I'm doing everything I can to like love her up and keep her amazing. And I think I've got another couple months left in her. But I don't know. I kind of think it might be neat to have her taxidermied. Is that anything that you folks would be interested in?
Yeah, no. There's, or there was, outfit in the, like, Nebraska, Iowa, and they did freeze-dry pet taxidermy. And so, if you Google that, you know, they can, and that's the only way to do pets because...
Nebraska?
You know, They don't make mannequins for pets, really. I mean, I can get all the bear mannequins or wolverines or caribou or, you know, but not pets.
Because sure. So basically you're saying we could put Maggie's like skin on top of a wolverine, but then she wouldn't look like Maggie anymore.
Well, yeah. Hell no. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But... Yeah, if you go into Dr. Google there and pet taxidermy and freeze-dry pet taxidermy, and what they do, basically with that, I mean, they'll need some close-up pictures of eyes and stuff because all cats got different color eyes and what have you. I know the one guy there in Nebraska was pretty good because they would do, you know, then he'd get the eyes in there. They clean most of the tissues out. Then they inject formalin or whatever, like an embalming fluid, basically, and then replace stuff inside. Then they pose them, however pose you want, and then they put them in the freeze dry machine, and it takes X amount of time, usually you know several months, and then they can do the airbrushing around the face, you know. But I mean, depending on the backlog, I mean, regular taxidermy up here runs about a year, 10 months to a year to get something back, conventional wise. But, Yeah, I only deal with mammals, and I've heard of folks that have went through the different places and down there, and most of the time it turns out pretty cool. Some of the time, because the problem is, you've been with that cat for 17 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you know all of his expressions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And some dude that walks out in the woods and whacks a black bear, you know, mm-hmm. from 200 yards or whatever, and it rolls
down. Oh, sure. They don't have that sentimental memory matching.
Exactly. And they don't know all the little nuances and stuff, you know. So I can make a black bear look like a black bear. You know, I can't make Fluffy look like Fluffy that you've looked at for 17 years. There's just no way.
Okay, so that's really interesting.
Close, but yeah, you know, I say take lots of good pictures. Have some of them blown up, some of your favorites blown up. Put the collar down below it and, you know, make a little montage out of it. It's because, I mean, from what I've heard, they charge about $2,000, $2,500.
Money is definitely not gonna be an object for us, for sure. You've got good advice. Fluffy's, she's made a lot of, like, I've got a lot of great glamour shots of her. She's, like, been really into burlesque. Yeah, she's got a lot of photos. She's made a lot of money doing these, like, sexy pussycat photos. And
perfect.
Yeah.
See?
And
so,
like,
you already have all that. So
she's got these like really great haunted eyes, and I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. You've been really helpful, honestly. You're
cute. I am just trying to be honest with you. You know, like I said, the freeze dry guys they'll do their best. And there's, like I said, there's nobody here in Alaska that does it. We're also mm-hmm. busy with big game and stuff, and but they do okay, like I said, but they won't be able to capture that thing that you've been looking at for 17 years. They just won't be able to capture it. So
when I was in kindergarten, I grew up a jackalope, and apparently my teacher had to talk to my parents because I kept scaring the other children and telling them that they had to watch out for their ankles or they'd get stabbed by jackalopes. It's a core memory. So watch out for your ankles. All right, Kennifer, I love you. You blow me a big kiss and you get off that phone and go get dinner. Mwah.
All right.
Mwah. I love you.
Thank you very much.
I love you.
Okay.
Mwah. 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 Kiss. I love you. Kiss. Hey, kiss me. Ken. Okay, that wasn't funny, but I just was interested in what he had to say. Okay.
Welcome to the normal phone call. Okay. I think I'm going to go back to normal stuff unless anybody else wants to try to talk to a taxidermist.
Freeze dry
the kitty cat. Action Anatomy.
Only cats. Onlycats.com.
Oh, 9 cents a minute. Fuck that. No, no way. No way. Oh, closed. 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 Closed.
Moldy,
thank
I
you
did
for
want
dropping
to say.
In Catalyst. I appreciate it.
I did want to say that's how it works on a human foot, then, too. Oh, I wanted to.
Like called About Alaska? This guy? No. Oh, okay. That is why. Okay, I'm gonna move back to regular stuff.
I trust that you'll still make it weird.
I just wanna ask normal.
Sure.
Oh, okay. I can't call Freud. Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey. It's 9:59 and 40 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. It's January 15th, 2026. That is 2026.
JL Bergeron for Titty, how can I help you?
Hi, JL, how do we, like...
Hello?
Hi, how do we do it, like, normal down there?
What do you mean, how do we do it, like, normal?
Like, what's, like, the usual for everybody?
Down it depends there. On what you like on your burger, sweetheart.
I'm new to this. I'm from somewhere else.
Okay, well, we have an online menu that you can go on and look at, and it'll tell you exactly what's on each one of our burgers, and then once you decide what you want, just call us back and let us know. We'll be cooking for another 45 minutes.
Cooking? Oh, that's
all right?
Okay, that's how you do it? You cooking?
Yeah, we cook them.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if, like, that was a situation or not, if you, like, cooked in.
Yeah, no, we cook the burgers.
Oh, okay. They just do it, like, raw or something. They do something. I think it's normal, but other people thought it was weird. I'm just new to Watford.
Oh, okay. No, just go on our, like I said, go on to our website, look at our menu, and decide what you like on your burger, and then give us a call back.
I'm looking on the website, and it has shirts. So how do I get those?
We have some shirts here.
It said drinking beer, evils, and stop reading. That shirts?
I'm not really sure. We'd have to go in our closet and look.
Oh, you have... Can I, like try them on in the closet? Like, under, over, or like a plastic?
No, we don't let people try them on.
Oh.
I mean, you can hold them up to yourself, but that's about... Like, we don't have a dressing room here.
Do you have, like, pants?
No
yeah, mine
pants.
Mine ripped.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just like.
Hold one
now.
Second.
This is nothing now.
Those were normal questions.
Normal.
Those were.
Normal. City bar.
Carthur, I'm not shy. I don't need a dressing room.
Should have said that. I didn't. City bar. Tiff.
Oh.
You will speak to city bar.
I will.
If you want to.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I was putting out my doobie. How are you?
I am so sorry. I can't hear you.
You can't?
No, I, really? I can't hear you.
Fuck, shit, piss, cunt, tits, finger blast, fat slut, bitch, whore, cunt. Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
She couldn't hear you. Oh, I can't believe you said all those words.
Oh, that wasn't me.
Is this an evil demon? Demon?
Demon.
You want to try again?
Yes.
Okay. What have we here? Jack and Jill grocery store? Sounds a little disgusting.
Incestuous.
Hello?
there, Martin. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Martin. Can you hear me okay?
This
is Martin?
This is Jack and Jill.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, hello, obviously, it's where I was calling. I thought you said your name was Martin.
No, oh. JR.
Oh, hi, JR. My name's Alabama. How are you tonight?
Good.
That's good. Listen, I was wondering, is it okay if I come in there later and I just kind of frolic around and, listen, frankly, I'm in an incestuous relationship with my brother, Carl, and I figured the Jack and Jill grocery store is kind of a good place for us to come out. Is anybody going to look at us funny? Do you check IDs at the door?
No.
All right. So you don't have any problems with brother kissing? I'm sorry. The name of the grocery store, no, it took me on a path. I'm in a mood. I don't know. I'm feeling weird.
You got incest on the mind.
Apparently.
Oh, dentist? Oh, I can't call dentist. It's... no. Oh, Jesus Christ. What the hell did I do? Hold on. I need to... with the nose.
I'm sick too. Are you sick? I have a cold.
No, I'm not sick. It's just the nose is a little bit weird, and after all the talking. Movie theater? Interesting.
Thank you for calling Outlaws Bar and Grill and Six Shooter Show Hall in Watford City, North Dakota. Our restaurant and bar are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. The Six Shooter Show Hall is open 7 days a week with movie show times available on the Six Shooter Show Hall website, Six Shooter Show Hall Cafe Facebook page. Following up. For the host stand or to-go orders, press 1. For the manager's office and catering, press 2. For the Six Shooter Show Hall, press 3. For admin, human resources,
what am I asking them?
Brain and meat poking sticks.
Oh my god, I can't, no. I can't entertain myself just by going... well, I can, but it wouldn't be very entertaining for everybody listening live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm your rogue server file jockey tonight. Wappy, that's Wappy with an H. It is 10:08 and 33 seconds, post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, January 15th, 2026. And I'm sniffing. I don't think I can call it the courthouse. That's probably not a good idea. Where are all the things? Is there anything in Watford? Welcome.
Gazoon tight.
Welcome to the show where there's no calls. I lowered it. They have to pick up. They have to. I lowered it.
L&M?
Hi, how do we go about renting office space there?
We're at bar, sorry.
It said office on the map thing. I'm just looking to, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's L&M's office. It's just the name of the bar.
We just want to rent, like, put a computer in.
I'm sorry?
Can I bring a computer?
Here?
Yeah, I plug it in.
Into the wall and just, like, hang out and watch TV? Yeah.
Just, like, you know, and then I could do, like, do taxes or, like, paperwork or something.
You know, in the morning, our office, our bar manager will be here if you want to give a call, probably back, about 10 o'clock or whatever.
Okay.
And then, because she's like here at the daytime. I don't want to sit there and tell you one thing and then be true.
Yeah.
So she'll, her name is June.
Okay.
And she'll be here first thing in the morning.
We get the guys, we get the interns, they're all ready, they're all lined up, ready to, like, start working. We can just set up a couple cubicles, maybe, like, around the back or something.
Oh, cubicles?
Yeah, like a cubicle.
I don't know if we can do that, but she'd be able to tell you.
Yeah, we got, like, five computers here, like, five guys, five computers.
Hang on just a second. Right. Let me ask somebody something.
We're going to need to run some Cat 5, too.
Okay, hang on just a second. Okay,
hello?
So I happen to have some people here. They're really cool. But anyway, they said to tell you to call the McKinsey County Economic Development, and they will definitely be able to get you hooked up with office space.
Yeah. But can we just, like, in the meantime, just, like, maybe you could just, like, set up, like, some manila folders or something in the corner?
Have you drink?
I think I get a couple cold ones for the guys here. We do the papers.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, but call June in the morning and then Economic Development, and then they'll get you hooked up. I'm a nighttime bartender, so yeah. I can't. I don't have the authority to say that.
Can we use your punch card?
I'm sorry?
Can we use your punch card machine?
Punch card? I don't have a punch card.
Oh, can we just bring one in then and we just like... Oh, I hit the mouse. I hit the computer mouse. We just like... I punch in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, call in the morning, but I gotta go. Sorry.
Thank you. I love you.
I have another big deck.
People in the background. Oh, and welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Oh, Tiff, you tiffed yourself.
I did.
Outsiders. Okay, do you want to speak to outsiders?
What's that?
Some sort of bar and grill.
Okay, yeah.
Outsiders. Thank you.
Outsiders with Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. This is Elva. Oh. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Kristen? Oh, I'm good. Do you have any, like, room tonight for a one pop, just myself to come in?
Oh, yeah, we're pretty slow.
Okay, that's good.
The grill's closed, just the fire's open.
Okay, so what does that mean? Like pizzas or flatbreads and shit?
No, we don't have like wings. It's like wings or like fried pickles, french fries, onion rings, chicken tenders.
Okay, perfect. And I just had a couple like dining requirements. So basically, I'm an adult baby and I have my own, but is it going to be possible to have like a table with chairs so I can set up my own high chair? Kristen?
No. Wait, am I able to? Do I have the power? I do have the power.
I did it again. Oops.
I can move anyone I want, I think, maybe. I don't know. Try not to abuse this power now that I know that I have it.
I need to, like, lock my phone when I'm not there. Sorry, carry on. Welcome.
Welcome to
five,
the show.
4.
Live in the studio, we have Sperm and Tiff and me and Carthor. Welcome.
Hello.
Where is Wasted?
I don't know. I saw him.
Move him in here.
Come on, pick up.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi. I have a steak. Thank you. I want to call hotels now. It's fun. I agree. Who knows where Wasted is? I hope he's able to listen.
It's a construct, man. He's everywhere at once.
Thank you for calling Comfort
He's
Inn & Suites in
Watford City. He's at the Pink Pony Club.
For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Moldy, your cat doesn't respond to that sound because your cat is taxidermied.
I pressed 2. It should be doing something. Oh, there it goes. Slow phone. Hello? I gotta get this pencil. What the okay, this is bugs.
Hello, this is the hotel.
That shit's bugs. Snow. This shit's fucking straight up bugs.
Hotel here in Watford City, North Dakota. If you know your party's extension,
I'll transfer you now.
Ooh. I think I can call rooms.
Thank you for calling the Watford Hotel here in Watford City, North Dakota.
I'll transfer you now.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Oh.
Thank you for calling the Watford Hotel here in Watford City, North Dakota. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. To speak with the front desk, please dial 0 or stay on the line. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
I'll transfer you now.
Okay, they don't like the numbers. Wait, we can use machines to figure out how they do room numbers. They have tools. They have tools for this. Looking. Oh, welcome to the show. I'm looking at pictures. Here, I'll point the microphone at it.
You can see the hotel. The hotel is right there. And like the interior. They have chairs and a fireplace and a room. They have rooms. Definitely have rooms there. Gotta be.
Okay, that's. I think that's how they do it.
Okay, great.
Try to call a room. Oh, and welcome to the show. It's slowing down a little bit.
Thank you for calling the Watford Hotel here in Watford City.
I'll transfer you now.
Have reached voicemail. Please begin talking after the tone.
No. Well, at least you know, does that work?
Thank you for calling the Watford Hotel here in Watford City, North Dakota. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it.
I'll transfer you now.
This is just a fucking insanely just direct hotel. I'm going to try one more room before I get to the front desk.
Thank you for calling the Watford Hotel.
I'll transfer you now.
And it's just, if there's nobody in there, they just hang up immediately. That's pretty good.
Thank you for calling the Watford Hotel here in Watford City, North Dakota. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now.
I'll transfer you now. We'll be right back with...
Thank you for calling the Watford Hotel. This is the front desk. How may I help you?
Hi. Do you guys, do computers at the hotel?
I'm sorry?
I could do a computer.
We do have, guest computers out in the lobby area.
I want to get the guys here. We want to get them computered.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say we have two for the public, and that's all we've got.
You have any in the back? We could, like,
we
rent?
We do not.
Yeah, we gotta get things going here. It's almost that time of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there enough outlet in the room for computer?
Okay. Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Right by the desk. We do have desks with the outlets that you could hook up a computer to.
Okay. Do we just from the lobby to the room then? Like for a computer.
I'm just mean we already have set up computers in the lobby, but no, just the plugins in the rooms.
Oh.
No, actual computer in the room.
Okay. Do you just like unplug them and take them up into the room?
Oh no, no, absolutely no. Those ones stay in the business center.
Oh, it's because a lot of they're gonna be like. It's gonna be like, whenever it's like that, whenever it's like that time of the year, like there's a lot of extra, and then people are gonna be doing like you know, like private computer.
Okay, I mean, like if they brought their own and wanted to set them up in their rooms, that would be totally available for them.
I don't.
But we wouldn't be able to provide any computers.
Because the guys, they gotta plug in the webcam. I don't think we're going to be able to do that in the lobby. I think, like, because it's like, you know?
Yeah, probably not, especially with our Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Well, the Wi-Fi is okay. It's like primarily like a Belarusian streaming service we use. So we can connect to that pretty good. It's a low bit rate thing.
Perfect. Yeah. Just 1 second. I'll be right back with you.
Okay. Am I really going to hold?
Oh.
I want to say sex computer. Oh, and we're muted to them.
That's what you were alluding to, right?
Yeah.
Not with the Wi-Fi here.
Belarus.
Okay, sorry about that.
I don't want to be crude about it, but we're going to be doing like a sex computer. So
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that we wouldn't be able to provide anything for that. All you would have to work with is, like, whatever plugins we have in the room. So.
Oh, can we just take a curtain, like, over it? That way nobody can see what's happening?
Definitely not, no.
Oh. Well, all right. I tried, I guess. I guess we just do it.
Yeah,
we have to do sex computer in room, then.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all right. It's different. It's different. Are we able to like connect to the like website though?
We do have guest Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I have no idea what is available on there.
We need to like full access so we can do like sex computer.
Right. Yeah. I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't think there's anything restricted on our Wi-Fi, guest Wi-Fi.
Let's see up and down.
I'm sorry?
Like the up and the down? For the, you know, like the speed?
Oh, honestly, it has been quite rough the last couple of days. Anyways, on our work side, so I'm not too sure how quick the internet works for you guys.
I just need five up. Just 5 meg up. That's all we need. Just 5 meg up.
Yeah, it looks like guest Wi-Fi is 5G.
Okay, so 5G?
Settle.
Hey. And so we're good to go. Do we have to do anything for the room just in case, like a mess?
You would have to speak with a manager about that. I have no idea.
They just wrap plastic up over everything. I think that'd be pretty good. Like a drop cloth situation.
Okay.
And that's good.
Sounds like it's clear.
All right. Thank you. We'll be coming down there soon. We'll be doing like a sex computer and stuff, and it's just normal. It's normal.
Oh, hold on.
No, hold on a sec.
Hangs up.
I want you to get pregnant again tonight, Whoopi.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah, they're pretty cool about sex computer. I'll just mark that down. direct room, comma, sex computer.
Did little Rosin come in tonight?
Yeah.
He did. In the silence, of my mind, I just heard, "Who's born next?" Which chart is it, guys? No.
No.
Sperm.
Sperm? Oh, sperm. Do you want to go?
Sperm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Please, this is Red. How can I help you?
Yeah, we just got in here. A couple of the guys setting up the LAN, and a few of them dropped the packets. Can you bring a couple up?
I'm sorry?
We're setting up a LAN. A few guys dropped packets. I don't know where they dropped them. Can you bring a few up?
Like some mail came in?
Yeah. And then,
what is the name?
Well, whoever got the room is Elbow. He got the room. And then a couple other guys dropped packets and mail.
Wow.
Do you have anything down
Elmo
by your feet?
On any of the rooms I have.
Okay, well, Elmo, he got the room. He's friends and family. I don't know if he's actually here, but we got a full LAN set up. Can you see if you got any packets?
Let me check my packages for anyone named Elmo, and I will be right back, okay?
Okay.
Do you want to wait for the Elmo package?
Nah, it's okay.
All right, I'll give him like 15 more seconds.
Sir, at my front desk, I'm not seeing anything with that name.
Okay. Do you see anybody? Elmo? It's like Helvo. Somebody. Grelbo.
I don't have anyone in my lobby at this time.
Okay, he's the guy laying upside down with his legs up by his ankles. He's, like, dripping packets.
Dripping packets? No, I don't know.
Yeah, he's dripping packets. He's, like, dripping a couple packets. I mean, I caught some in my hand. The other ones just fell on the floor. They got the floor pregnant.
Oh, my. Unfortunately, I don't have any of that here for you, bud.
Fuck. Thank you. I love you.
Have a good day.
You too, baby.
Yay.
Normal.
Yes. Yeah, let's stop calling taxidermists and make normal calls. Mm-hmm.
Good job.
I love you guys. So I have to go monitor my daughter's screen time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hurry back. She's okay. Fine.
Yeah, right.
pregnant.
Totemo bad, Nicodes.
welcome to the... Show. Welcome to the show. Oh my god.
Meowch. Says.
How did I mess that up so badly? Oh, welcome to the show. The show. Oh, I'm so. Oh, it's Whoppy Wilt. It's Whoppy Wilt every January 15th, 2026. All temporarily closed.
Oh, Carter.
You suck. Oh.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or
that was
no
awful.
Longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again. We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached
kill
this recording.
Kill it, Whoopi.
Yeah, everybody.
You
listen.
Got it.
Ostentatious performance. Oh, they don't have. I thought. Okay, I'm just a little bit special. I thought it said Tumblr for the website. That'd be interesting. We've just called this very specific region in North Dakota. I should move up a little bit. Welcome to the show, by the way, if you're listening live on rogueserver.com/whoopy. Welcome.
Beef Nacho Supreme. Guest number. The rest? Families.
I'm still doing pregnant, I think.
God damn it, you're right, you are.
If they pick up.
You're glowing, Whoopi.
Great day at the Hampton. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Jacoby. I was a guest there. I had a bit of an issue.
Okay, sure. What's the problem?
Whenever I left the Hampton, I went to the doctor and he said that I was like positive.
Positive for what, hun?
He said there was like hormones and like that would indicate like pregnancy.
Okay. What can I help you with?
Has anyone else reported something similar happening to them? Because I'm testing positive on a pregnancy test, and I'm not like compatible with that sort of situation.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. I don't know. I would follow up with your primary.
Okay, I just because they said it was probably because I stayed at the hotel or something like that. Like
sure. Okay, yeah. Well, unfortunately, I don't really think I can help you. But best of luck with that.
I just don't.
What a fucking bitch.
Famous Dave's Barbecue. Or Barbecue.
Best of luck.
Do you want to talk to Barbecue?
Be pregnant again. Okay. Or whatever. Or yes. I feel like yours was really short.
Thank you for calling Famous Dave's Willis, North Dakota. This is Famous Morgan. How can I help you?
Hi, Famous Morgan. I'm pregnant.
I'm sorry?
I'm pregnant.
Okay.
I don't know how that works now.
What are you asking exactly?
Like, from Famous Dave's, I'm pregnant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't know what to do.
No?
I'm almost to term.
Oh, wow.
Who do I put on the thing, the certificate?
I would just put Famous Dave.
Okay. Is that, like, the legal name?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. I don't know anything about this. Like, I know, like, midwife is a thing, or, like, godfather or something.
Yeah, if I can't really help you there.
Do we do it, like, inside, like, the bathroom? Like, a like natural?
Have a good night.
I love you.
Yep.
Oh, I like saying I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant.
For every three that don't answer, don't forget in the first two, we had an hour-long phone call where you were pregnant recently. Thank you, Wasted. What is it?
This is a chop house.
Oh. A restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling. Please press 1 to connect your call.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to get you pregnant.
Hi, this is Addison with 701 Chop House.
Hi, Madison. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I was there last night. I went out back by, like, your loading dock area. I grabbed a lighter from one of your cooks,
okay.
And now I think I got him pregnant.
Oh!
Yeah, I wanted to be a good mom and check on him. You know, like, I do owe him, you know, child support now that I got him pregnant. He was really nice. He had, like, the light blue eyes and, like, the big bushy unibrow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think that he might, like, have fallen in love with me also. I got, like, bear claw deep, and he's probably showing by now.
Right,
Madison,
yeah.
Are you having a good night? Yeah.
I am, yeah.
You are? That's good.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best thing that happened to you today?
I took a nap. That was pretty great.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
What was the best thing that happened to me today? It was kind of a book day, but I guess that means nothing bad happened. But
right.
I am worried about your cook.
Yeah, me too.
If he is starting to show, and, like, he might start, like, the milkers soon, you know?
Right,
and
right.
He's probably never been pregnant before. Just
no, I doubt it.
I want you to be there and, like, walk him through it.
Okay, I will.
Like, rub his back a little bit, make sure he gets enough to drink and eat.
Mm, okay.
Have you ever gotten any of your cooks pregnant before?
I have not. I just started here, so, you know, we have time for that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, be careful. Wrap
I
it
will.
Up and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right. I love you.
Yeah, it's hard. Love you too, babe. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We proc safety here on Whimsical Whoopi's show.
Welcome.
Safety first.
Safety first. Oh, pregnancy. Oh, they're closed. Damn it.
Maybe soon she'll
fitness is open. Fitness
pregnant.
Is open. Will they answer? Welcome to Whoppy. What's Whoppy Wilt? I'm Whoppy, your Rogue Server file jockey.
Thank you for calling. Your call may
Whoopi.
Be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Oh, God.
Whoopi's womb. Sorry.
It's a pig snort. Answer. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Oh. Okay, I just used that.
Thank you for calling Anytime Fitness. We apologize for missing your call.
Oh, bull.
And we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
I fucking
Our
hate
staff.
Them.
Bullpucky. Bullpucky.
Don't ever get an Anytime Fitness thingy. They suck. Fuck them.
Oh, they do?
They do.
Oh.
They have a really bad contract. And they don't ever have anybody there to answer the phone.
Oh, fucking goddamn shit. Fuck. Does Baseball Field have a phone number? No.
Hello, thank you for calling Fairbridge.
I'm pregnant.
Excuse me?
Hi, I'm pregnant. I don't.
You're pregnant?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. The Fairbridge.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the Fairbridge Inn and Suites.
Yes.
I'm not sure, like, what the next step is here.
For?
It's me.
What do you need me help with?
I just don't know, like, what the, like, because it happened there.
What happened there?
I got pregnant.
Okay.
So, I personally don't know what to do.
Okay, I don't know what to tell you.
Who do I put on the paper?
What did you put on what paper?
For like the birth.
I don't know.
I just put like Fairbridge or something.
I guess. I don't know what you're asking.
So I put Fairbridge Inn and Suites as the father.
I guess so. That's what
happened. It doesn't make sense.
Okay.
It doesn't. Did I put, like, the room on it, then?
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to do either, or, like, what to tell you about it. Because it happened in the, you know, just like that.
Okay.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
I got kicking baby, I got, like, the milk.
Okay.
It shouldn't even be possible.
No, you wouldn't think so. You would think so.
Has this happened before?
Nope. Not that I know of.
It's, you know?
Yep.
Ugh.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's all right.
Oops. Yeah, no problem, but I can't help you with anything. I need to get back to work here.
All right. Well, thank you. It was like that with me, too. I was like, whoops. Whoops, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I bet.
Yeah. Have you ever done it before, like pregnant?
I suppose, yeah.
Do you have any, like, instructions?
No, I don't.
I just have to roll with the punches?
Yeah.
But nobody should be punching me, right?
No, nobody should be punching you.
Okay. I just wanted to check.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Whoops.
Normal.
Call the Hoover Dam. See if they answer.
Hoover Dam?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I hate SCR-eyed when I was driving past it and somebody answered the phone once. That might be fun for you.
I can't call a government.
Whoopi is starting the show.
Starting the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I'm starting the show. I don't think I can legally call.
I'm live in the studio.
Yeah. Live in the studio, I'm starting the show. People are asking questions. Oh, a gas station. Are you going to? Oh, damn it.
I put myself in the kit and it was appropriate. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, what the fuck?
I don't like the way he said hello. It's why I said it the same way.
I'm calling him back.
Oh, this is Thomas Maverick. How may I help you?
Hi there. This is I was just trying to call and I got hung up. How are you?
Yeah, hi. I didn't hear anyone on the other side.
Oh, it's okay. No worries. I used the restroom earlier. Did anybody return the bottle of teeth?
A bottle of teeth?
Yeah.
Who? Is that a form of medication for...
I mean, no, it was just like my bottle of baby teeth. I bring them with me like as my lucky totem.
Fair enough.
Think I probably left them on the sink or like on the toilet paper holder.
Okay. I'll go check real quick. Give me a second.
Okay, thank you. There should just be like in a clear bottle. It's
bathroom
something
check?
Crazy.
No, I do not see anything and no one turned anything in.
Okay, thank you so much for looking. If anybody does, just give me a call back on the caller ID. It was in like a little clear bottle. It was just mostly baby teeth and there were a couple Oxycontin in the bottom.
Okay, I just mean to ask one last thing.
Yeah?
This is the Maverick on Bison Drive. Are you calling to check on the other Maverick? Down.
No, this is right.
Okay, just making sure.
I was there about 30 minutes ago. Yep.
Understood. Well, I do not see anything, and hopefully you find it. It's on the park.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and if you do find them, it's okay if you do want to take one of my baby teeth. No big deal.
Right.
Just only like one. All right.
Understood.
All right, I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amazing. The Oxycontin.
Bathroom check.
Bathroom check. Welcome to the show. We're going to wrap it up here, I think. Do a couple last calls. It's almost that time where the show ends. Boot barn. All closed. This is what happens when you call late. Closed. Barstad.
Thanks for letting me hang out with you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you for participating. Doing these shows solo kind of is it's a little bit. It's all right, but it's kind of.
Berm, are you done doing screen time family checks? You should do one more too. With your ankles.
Can we do a group one?
Group one?
I could help Whoopi give birth.
You'll have to lead it more than that.
Can you ever pick up? Oh, this one's... We can call the Bay Monk by Windhand. I think the Bay Monk Oh, that's the same phone number. The Bay Monk by Wind Hand. I called that one. That one. Hello?
Thank you for calling Super 8 Wilson. This is Dakota.
Hi, Dakota. I'm...
Hello?
Hi. Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Hello? Hello? Hi.
How's it going?
Hi. I'm starting to, like, show down there.
What?
I'm starting the show.
Starting the show?
Yeah.
This is a Super 8.
Yeah, this, by Wyndham. And you're Dakota?
Yeah, you're doing what?
You're north?
What can I help you with?
I think, like, the water.
The water?
I guess I'm starting to, like, it's starting to become more apparent to me and to everybody else. Like, I've got a glow to me.
What are you talking about?
I didn't want to say it directly, but, I'm pregnant. So.
What?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I'm pregnant.
Who is this?
My name's Jake.
Jake
and you're
who?
North. So. I was a guest. Jake Lady.
Oh.
The Egg Tequila Family Restaurant. All right, who wants to speak to Egg Tequila?
Sperm.
Okay, as long as there's no interruptions.
Oh. Well. Let me roll out the fucking carpet.
Who sounds... No, not you. Who sounds angry like your dad?
That guy did.
Oh, okay.
What'd they pick up?
He was so mean about him being pregnant. What?
I don't think we're gonna pick up. Work that as no. McDonald's. Down the street from a Super 8.
Secret rogue server name. Hmm.
It was McDonald's.
Can I help you?
Hey, is it possible to get pregnant from the... Can you hear me?
Oh.
Yeah, we could.
I don't think she heard me.
Oh, she heard you. She heard you and promptly hung up.
Just want to know if it was okay to get pregnant from a Big Mac.
She didn't go to medical school to take your shit, man. She didn't go there at all.
Medical school. Do you want to try a hotel?
I suck, guys. You go ahead.
No, you're good.
No, are you serious? You're so good. I'm just here to be stupid. It's fun.
You
come
on.
Watford
Hotel Inn and Suites by Wyndham, Williston. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1.
We have to hold Whoopi off as long as possible.
Thank you for calling Record Show. How may I help you?
Hey, my wife is looking to do something with her hair here in the bathroom. Do you guys have any extra, like, appliances or anything you can bring up?
There's not a blow dryer in there?
Well, she wants to do some, like, she wants to, like, curl her hair. Could you, she wants to sperm her hair. Could you bring something up for that?
What is required for that?
A curler or maybe something. She wants it spermed.
Like,
okay. You can't, like, sperm it down there or something?
We don't have any kind of, like, hair curling. We have, like, blow dryers built in the wall. That's about it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll call around looking for sperm.
Honey, they can use their hands.
Yeah, can you bring your hands up here?
Wait, what do you need?
I don't even understand. She just told me she wants to sperm her hair, so.
Oh, like there's something about Mary. The whole.
What?
It's a movie.
I just need somebody to come help me in the bathroom for my hair.
I don't understand the reference to Mary or whatever. She just said she wants her hair spermed. Have never done it before, and she wants to look good tonight, so.
Oh, well, why don't you sperm
her hair?
He
sounds nice.
I don't know how to do that.
You're asking to get some help.
No, I can't help you with that, man.
Can you bring a cup of something up? Maybe a little jar or something? What's your sperm type? O positive?
Oh, that is correct.
Oh, yeah.
That's a blood type.
Oh, yeah.
Sperm blood. It's all good.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thanks, Kenny Rogers.
Oh, yeah. Alrighty.
Yeah.
You think I'm ovulating?
Good job.
Thank you.
Alright, I think... Alright, one more round of calls, everybody.
You can be done whenever you're ready. Yeah. I'm happy.
I'll just one more round. One more round of calls.
Carter, you're up.
Where's Carter?
I'm so tired.
Why are you awake? God, I feel personally guilty for your sleep schedule.
No, you shouldn't.
I do.
Don't.
Thank you for calling Best Western Plus in Williston. This is Tyler speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Tyler. There's a tired Swedish guy here. I don't know what to do with him.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
There's a tired Swedish guy here.
He's tired.
Yeah, I got him in the car right now, and I'm giving him little nips of coffee and everything, and he seems to be okay. But
he's not asleep.
Can I just bring him to the room?
Do you have a reservation here?
Yeah, I'm in one of the rooms there. I'm staying like with friend and family. Like my mom.
What's your room number?
It's just a tired Swedish guy.
No, what's your room number?
Oh, I can't really recall it off. I know it because I like knock and then I hear my mom's voice and that's the one I go into.
Oh, you can't answer until you know your room number.
Just to bring him in.
Like in the lobby? No.
To the room.
I'm sleeping.
I don't want
to. Okay, so before you bring him in, I need to know your room number.
Okay, I just bring him to the front and then I get like we can both try to find out what room I'm in.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, my mom's on one of the rooms. And he's just a Swedish guy. There's nothing scary about him. He's just a sleepy Swedish guy.
Okay.
He's really tired. He's been up.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Alright. Dennis, speak to him.
Okay, bye. I'll see you all soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
I love you. Swedish permission.
It's so cute.
Yeah, exactly.
She did something fucked up with her phone.
Yeah.
Since it's just us, if you're doing another round, you have to finish it again, but can I have one more?
Yeah.
Can I have a hotel?
Yeah.
Hotel.
Hotel, motel, all day.
Did you get that? Did you decipher that yet, buddy?
Yeah. I can't reveal the meaning of the
wrong spy. Wrong spy. Oh. You just exposed yourself to being one of the spies.
Oh. Wait, he's a spy too?
Thank you for calling 4.5 Sheraton, Williston, North Dakota. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time.
Don't try to get
to speak to the front desk agent, please press 0. For sales,
no.
Catering, you are being transferred
okay, whatever,
to,
you whatever you want.
To the operator.
Oh, it's just going to the operator.
I'm doing yours.
For calling 4 Points Williston by Marriott. This is Kelly speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Pamela. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I've got a really sleepy Swede with me, and I was wondering if that was going to be a problem.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I've got this really sleepy Swede with me. I picked him up, and he's in my car. Is it okay if I bring him in with me? It's about 4 a.m. his time, and I don't want him to, like, the if I'm cold, he's cold kind of thing, I think.
Can't sleep.
He can't sleep, and he's very cute, and he's not from here.
We'll see him.
A dog?
So can I bring him back to my room?
Are you saying you're trying to bring a dog in?
Oh no, his name is Carter. He's really sleepy. He's sitting here with me.
Yeah, sleepy. Hello.
I'm just worried that my parents will be mad if I bring him up to the room with me, so I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry, who is this?
My name's Elbow.
I'm Carter.
And he's Carter.
I'm sleeping.
Do you guys have a room here?
Well, I have a room there with my parents. But I don't want him to get in trouble. I want to bring him inside because it's cold out.
Okay, so what's the question?
Oh, if I can just bring him in with me?
So I can sleep.
He'll just have like a little sleep. He's European.
Just a little nap. Please.
He's really handsome. And he's shy and he's nice. This is Elbow. Hello?
They won't let me sleep.
It's an anti-Swedish discrimination. We've uncovered it here.
Alright, I'm gonna do... Alright, last call. I think I gotta keep going with the
You
the
do
Swede.
It, Whoopi.
Thank you for choosing WoodSpring Suites Williston, formerly Value Place. To make a reservation, dial 0. To make a reservation online or learn more about our low weekly rates and clean renovated suites with kitchens, visit us online at woodspring.com. For direct
renovated suites with kitchens,
press 7. To reach a guest, press 2 plus the room number now.
Ooh.
I'll transfer you now.
Ooh.
Ooh.
103. Will they pick up?
Call back 11 times.
I'm gonna give it like... Oh, I'm fidgeting with stuff. Okay. I'm just gonna speak to the front desk.
Thank you for choosing WoodSpring Suites Williston. Formerly,
I'll transfer you now.
Welcome to the end.
WoodSpring Suites.
Hi, are you allowed to bring Swedish people inside?
Huh?
Like Swedish people?
Like what you mean? I'm confused.
It's a little country, by Norway.
You said, are y'all allowed to bring Swedish people? Like,
yeah, like Swedes.
Yeah, we accept all people.
Because I found him walking outside. He's just like, he looks a little bit cold and very, 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 very tired.
I'm sleepy.
So I just want to know if I could just bring him in.
Oh, bring him in where though?
Yeah, just inside the building. Maybe to one of the rooms.
As long as you pay for it, yeah, sure.
Do you just have like an unused room that we could just borrow for a little bit?
No, we don't do that.
Oh. He's really, really sleepy. Did he like crash under the stairs or something?
Sorry, no, I can't help you.
Oh.
I can't help you with that.
But we can bring him in though, right?
No.
No.
As long as if you're a paying customer, yes.
Oh yeah, I have a room. But he's just like he's like different, you know. I don't really know him that well, but I can't just leave him outside.
If you pay for your, take him to your room.
Okay. Then how do I do it so I'm safe?
I can't call the police or something. I can't help you. I can't help with that.
Can I just put him in the bathroom then?
No, you can't.
Can I put myself in the bathroom and he can have full reign of the room? It looks nice, but you know I'm not like that trustworthy. So,
you do whatever you want with your room.
All right, where can I put it?
Put it.
Yeah.
What is it? It.
Yep. Swedish. Or the room.
Sir.
Hi. He's Swedish.
Oh. I'm tired.
He's tired. It's like 4 a.m. in Sweden right now, and he's, all...
5 a.m.
5 a.m.
Yeah, we can't... As long as... If he pay for a room, then he can come. He's welcome. We accept him, but...
You
can't
money?
Just hang around here if you don't pay.
He just walked here from Sweden.
He just walked. Walked.
He did.
Jesus. Okay, I think that's
nice.
It for tonight. I think that's a good call to end on.
So good.
Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I appreciate it. What the hell am I gonna play as the outro music? I'd like to thank Mr. Kielbasa and Rosin and Sperm and Catalyst and Tiff and Carthor and Moldy for all joining the mumble tonight. I hope I didn't forget anybody. I'd feel like an ass if I did. Oh, Dirt came in, but he didn't, I don't think he spoke much. But thank you. Thank everybody. And thank everybody listening live on RogueServer.com.
Thank you, Whoopi.
I'd like to give a special thanks to the people giving me money, like Mr.
Welcome to JuniorRat.com.
Welcome to JuniorRat.com.
Welcome to JuniorRat.
Welcome to
JuniorRat. Welcome to JuniorRat.com. Input credit card information now.
Good night. Good night.
Nice, Whoopi.